You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. My name is Jared Young. I'm filling in for Dr. Marvin today here on Let's Talk Dentistry. So we have a special surprise for you today. Although I'm filling in for Dr. Marvin, I actually also have Dr. Marvin here in the studio, and he's going to be our special guest today. Good morning, Dr. Marvin.
Good morning. I love being a special guest on my own show.
Yeah. This morning, I'll be doing the hosting, and you'll be the interviewee for once.
Yeah, we decided to kind of switch it around because I'm sure most of you have heard my voice as the host, and you've heard me ramble. But one thing that we want to do differently today is an idea that I just had. And I said, Jared, let's go ahead and try this. Let's go ahead and have you host the show, and you get to ask me the questions. That way, more and more people will get to know me and what we do.
Well, we're glad to have you here in the studio for a change.
I am so glad to be here.
All right. Well, again, we're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. Our special guest today is normally the host, Dr. Marvin. So we're going to start today by kind of just getting a little bit to know you a little bit more. You are the owner and doctor at the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, but you are a holistic dentist, correct?
Yeah, holistic, natural, biological, all of those kind of connotate that I look at dentistry from the standpoint of the whole body. And so, yes, I am a holistic dentist because I myself am holistic.
What differentiates holistic dentistry from the dentist down the street?
I get that question a lot. What is different about what we do, or basically what is holistic dentistry? Because some people haven't heard the word holistic, or they don't know what the word holistic or natural dentistry is, or they understand that there is alternative medicine, but they didn't know that there is such thing as a holistic dentist or holistic dentistry. So the first things first is that most people think that dentistry is about keeping your teeth clean, getting checkups, and getting your teeth fixed. So if you have cavities or if you have a missing tooth, you fill in your tooth, you go to the dentist for a checkup and for a cleaning, they tell you what's wrong, they go ahead and tell you what you need, you pay them, and then they go ahead and fix it. That's what people think of dentistry, and rightly so, because that's how we were raised. Holistic dentistry is dentistry for the whole body, which means that a dentist not only looks at your teeth and gums, but also looks at how your teeth and gums affect your whole body and vice versa. So it's a little bit different. I just like to say it's a different level of dentistry. It's a level where we look at the whole person and to see if we can help the body or help the person by doing dentistry as opposed to just fixing and repairing teeth.
Okay, so just to kind of get this straight, in holistic or natural dentistry, you're looking at dentistry from a whole body perspective. So whatever goes into the mouth, you want to make sure is also good for the body. Whereas maybe traditionally in dentistry, you're really focused on the immediate mouth only and not really looking outside of that scope.
Yes, I think one of the biggest problems that we're having today is that we are becoming over-specialized. Medicine is becoming over-specialized. The dentist is just a specialty of medicine where we focus on the mouth. The problem is that the mouth is connected to the jaw, which is connected to the whole body. It shares the same immune system. It shares the same blood, arteries, veins. It shares the same cells. So it is a part of the whole or the whole body. So we should be looking at the mouth as the whole body. I like to think that dentistry is, dentists are doctors. We go through the same, not everything is the same. We go through some specialized training for teeth and repairing teeth and a lot of fine motor skills with our hands, but we also learn a lot about anesthesia, pharmacology, biology, biochemistry, anatomy especially, physiology, a lot of stuff that microbiology, a lot of stuff that medical doctors go through, and we also are in the same classes as the medical doctors. So though we are such a large specialty, dentistry, we're basically just a specialty of medicine, and what we do is we look at the mouth separate when we should be looking at the mouth as a whole. And that's what really is the difference between our dentistry and other people's dentistry. Other dentists will look at teeth and repair them, kind of like a mechanic would repair a car. You go in, you have a problem with your car, you hear something or you feel something, or your car tells you a check engine light, and you go in, and then a mechanic goes ahead and fixes it, and then you're on your way. Well, our bodies are a lot more complex. There's a lot more that's going on and on how it's connected, and you need to go to a dentist or a better mechanic that can really figure out what the root cause of the problems are. And that's really the difference. If you want to go to a dentist that just fixes teeth, or do you want to go to a dentist that really knows how to fix the whole problem?
Okay, so you talked a little bit about your training. I actually want to get a little bit into your background, but before I do that, I want to let listeners know that to commemorate this special occasion of you being a special guest on your own show, we're going to have a special offer for people who listen all the way through to the end. So stay tuned, and in about another 20 minutes, we'll be getting to our special offer for the week. So why don't you tell me a little bit about how you got into holistic dentistry? Is there a special training for holistic dentists, or how did you become an alternative dentist?
The way that most people become alternative dentists, and there aren't many out there, is that they have some sort of experience, maybe a family member that was ill and they tried an alternative treatment and they became intrigued and started to learn more about this. That's not my case. What happened with me, okay, I went to the enlightened side, and I found out that my health, and it doesn't have to be dealing with dentistry, but my overall health, my wife and I decided that we're going to be healthier. And so we made the small baby steps in order to become healthier. And it's just as simple as, let's say, removing soda or soda pop from our diet. When we started doing little stuff like that, we started to feel better. And when we started feeling better, not getting as sick often and not being so dependent on drugs to fix our illnesses, we started realizing there was much more to this health issue than just waiting to get sick and taking medications. So I am a dentist, and I was trained as a dentist. I went to the Ohio State University College of Dentistry.
The Ohio State.
Yes, it is the Ohio State for everyone that doesn't know. And I got my dental license, but at the time, I didn't know that there was such thing as holistic dentistry or alternative dentistry. I didn't really know too much about alternative medicine. I grew up in a family of doctors, and we believe that medicine and surgery fix people that are sick or that have a disease. So I went into dentistry, and I had a very successful practice in San Antonio, Texas, and I thought I knew a lot about dentistry, and I was helping a lot of people. Well, not until we moved to California a few years back did we start becoming healthier and start doing a more proactive or having a more proactive approach to health. And then I started translating that into dentistry. I started becoming more aware of what dentists do to people, and I started questioning, and this is the start of it all, is when you start questioning what I'm doing, and I'm asking myself, is this the right thing to do for people? And so one thing led to another, and then I started learning more, and I started realizing that the dentistry that I was taught, the dentistry that I was doing, wasn't the best for the whole person. And that was the key difference. So I decided to learn more about this. I went out and searched this information. I went on the internet. I read books. I watched movies. I asked other people that are in this field, and I asked people that are outside of this field. I went to other naturopaths, alternative medical doctors, and I learned what they did. And not until I accumulated all of this knowledge did I realize that I was really onto something. And when I actually started practicing what I'm preaching right now, is that people actually started feeling better. So I spent weekends, long hours, late nights. My wife would say, go to bed now, and I would just continue to learn more and more about this. And I'm going to tell you, the beneficiaries of all this extra time and extra hard work are really my patients, and it really feels good to help patients actually get healthier as opposed to just watching them or just fixing their teeth and letting them on their way.
So, I mean, you mentioned learning from other people. Are there other holistic dentists out there? Are there other people doing this, or are you a rogue warrior in the holistic dental field?
Actually, I am one of the few out there that actually do this type of dentistry. And of course, there are other people that say they do this type of dentistry, but I don't think they do it to the extent that we at the Center for Natural Dentistry do it. We have another doctor at our office. Her name is Dr. Stacy Goddess. She's wonderful. She's been with us for a few months, and she's learning the ropes of all of this and is really soaking it in and becoming very proficient at this type of dentistry. Now, the reason why that most people don't know about this dentistry, all dentists and the public included, is because it is different than other dentistry, and dentistry is pretty traditional, and traditional in the sense that no one really goes steps out of the box. Well, we are doing a very good job of stepping out of the box, and the results speak for themselves, and we're just really happy to have this knowledge, to share it with people. And I'm going to tell you, people come from all over to see us, and we're just happy to help these people because in certain states, or there are a number of states that don't even have any biological natural dentist, and so they have to travel all the way to our office in order to get the work done. We've had people come from all over the United States, from New York, Connecticut, Texas, Florida, Chicago, Washington, Canada, Hawaii, people from Australia, Japan, all over, just to come see us because they value what we do here. And we're just very happy to provide this service for people because there aren't many dentists that do what we do.
So we're lucky to have you here in our community and that we have this option available. We don't have to get on a plane and fly 15 hours to come see a dentist who is familiar with how things affect the rest of the body. So we're honored to have you here in our community. Why don't you tell me a little bit about, let's get personal. Who is Dr. Marvin? Why don't you tell us something that most patients wouldn't know about you? Not too personal.
Yeah. Well, for one, Marvin is my middle name. My first name is Irineo. It's pretty difficult to pronounce, but it's Irineo. I am the third, so
there's three Irineos?
Yes, there's my dad and then my grandfather. So my dad's a junior and I'm the third. So my real name is Irineo Marvin Pantanko, the third, and my older brother and both my parents are also doctors. And so they go by Dr. Pantanko. So being me and being different, I didn't want to use my last name, so that's why I go by Dr. Marvin. But I go by Dr. Marvin or by Dr. Pantanko.
Well, Dr. Marvin is definitely easier to say.
Yes.
So, all right, well, we talked a little bit about the difference between your type of dentistry and traditional dentistry. And then we also talked a little bit about where people can find other dentists like yourself, and there's not a ton of them out there. Why aren't other dentists doing this? If this type of dentistry is better for you and it's healthier, why is it so hard to find dentists that are doing this right now?
Now, that's a good question, and I think I make things pretty clear that this type of dentistry is the right type of dentistry to be done. People don't intentionally go out there and get bad dentistry done. People don't intentionally try to cause harm, or for most people, don't try to cause harm. So when I speak about this type of dentistry, and it's different than other people's dentists, some people ask, why aren't other dentists doing it your way? Because it's more logical. And it all comes back down to is training, and it comes down to what you've been taught before. If you grew up like me thinking that healthcare is all about when you are sick or when you're in pain is when you should go see the doctor, then that's the way you think the norm is. Well, dentistry is the same way in that you go to the dentist in order to get checkups. You go to the dentist in order to fix problems before they become bigger problems. And that's what I grew up in. But as we started to evolve, I went to school. We are pretty much brainwashed into thinking what we know in school is what we should do when we get out. And a lot of stuff that are taught in dental schools these days have been the same thing that they had taught 50, 60, 70 years ago. So as you know, a lot of things have changed since then, but in dentistry has stayed the same. So my hope is that more and more dentists will be open-minded and they would learn or seek out this information, because if it is the right thing to do, that they will go and make that extra effort and learn how to do this. And I think that's the reason why I think as more and more people get educated and start asking their dentists and start questioning their dentists and their providers, like, why are you giving me fluoride if fluoride is a poison? Or why are you placing that silver mercury filling in there if mercury is a poison? Why are you doing this root canal if the infection is still there? If people start asking, dentists are going to be forced to learn the answer or figure out the answer, and thereby start learning and hopefully coming over to our side of the fence, where we're talking about overall health, we're talking about the whole body, and we're talking about getting people healthier, not just fixing teeth.
You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry on KPRZ. I'm Jared Young, and we have Dr. Marvin is our special guest today. Instead of being the host, we're talking a little bit about holistic dentistry, how Dr. Marvin became a holistic dentist, a little bit about who Dr. Marvin is. Let's talk a little bit about your patients. What type of patients do you normally see? What type of patients should call you to come into your practice?
One of my biggest mottos is we're not the dentist. We don't do everything, and we don't do everything for everyone. I'm not the one to go in the street and find someone, pull on their shirt and say, do you need a dentist? Oh, come see me. One of the ideas that we believe in our office is that we will attract the type of people that want to come see us. Most of our patients come from the radio, from listeners like you that are listening to this radio station. A lot of our patients come from our website. They are curious. They go online and try to figure out about natural alternative dentistry, and our website comes up. By the way, our website is trynaturaldentistry.com.
A lot of great information on there.
A lot of great information. And we have a lot of patients that come from other alternative health practitioners. And there's also a lot of people that just want to know more about this type of dentistry because they're just making the switch and becoming more holistic. The type of patients that are attracted by our office are the more holistic patients. These are the patients that shop at health food stores. These are the ones that don't want to take medications unless they really have to. They're the ones that are more proactive with their health. They're the ones that have family members that are very ill, and they are scared because not only because they have family members that are ill, but they don't want to be ill or subject to all of this. And they're the ones that are questioning the establishment out there, which everyone is saying you need to go to the doctors in order to get healthy. You really need to take responsibility of your own health and figure out what's the best thing to do. There are people that are reactionary, that react to things, and then there are people that are proactive. Most of my patients, they're proactive. They want to figure out what's going wrong before something actually hurts, or before the body starts telling you that there's a problem. The body has a way of telling you that there's a problem, and they're called symptoms. So when symptoms start to occur, that's when people start to take action. Well, my ideal patients are the ones that recognize that there are problems before they feel the problems. And so we're able to figure out things ahead of time and prevent. It's that old saying, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. That's absolutely true. And the problems that we are finding in the mouth are actually some of the biggest problems that people are having in their body. And if you are this type of person, you're more proactive, you eat healthy foods, you know that you want to stay healthy for a long time, and you understand that healthcare is sick care as opposed to being more holistic, then you really should go to an alternative practitioner and an alternative dentist like myself or Dr. Goddess.
Okay, so if a listener is sitting at home right now and wondering, is this for me? Should I call Dr. Marvin? A few things that they can kind of self-examine on. So maybe if you think about what you eat, you might want to call Dr. Marvin to be your dentist. If you shop at Whole Foods, if you question vaccines, If you think about your health in general, what are some other things that people can, you know, sit at home and say, hey, maybe this is the right fit for me?
If you know your body more than the practitioner, or what I'm saying is if you know that there's something wrong, or you have that gut feeling that something's wrong, and you go to practitioners and they can't figure out what the solution is, then you need to go to or experiment or try going to an alternative healthcare provider like myself. The body is amazing. People are amazing. But a lot of these healthcare practitioners really don't credit you for knowing your body really well. A lot of doctors think that they're God. A lot of doctors think that they know everything about everything. And that's not necessarily true. So if you feel like you've been going from practitioner to practitioner, if you have a chronic illness, if you have a nagging problem for a while, or if you simply have a tooth problem and you think this way and this is the first time you're hearing about natural health or natural dentistry, then you should really come see a practitioner like myself or Dr. Goddess, because I'm going to tell you, patients come in all the time. They're unaware. They don't know what's going on inside their mouth. But when we do our comprehensive exam and we do a full evaluation and we educate, we listen to your concerns, we get down to the root cause of the problem, they are so grateful. They're so happy. They give us hugs and kisses. And they'll say, man, this is the most thorough visit. I appreciate everything that you do to me. And then they get the treatment done. And it ends up being cheaper and actually ends up being easier. And it's just one great situation. It's phenomenal.
You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. Dr. Marvin, normally the host, is our guest today. He's from the Center for Natural Dentistry up in Encinitas, California. For patients who are wondering, they can call the office 760-536-1199 or visit us online, trynaturaldentistry.com. We'll have a special offer for you here momentarily as well. What do you like most about what you do as a healthcare and alternative healthcare practitioner?
Well, one of the my greatest achievement, and I really take it for granted sometimes, but my patients are always the one to remind me, is that I really help people get healthier and feeling a lot better. Before, in dentistry, a lot of dentists are very happy to have happy patients, but they're really happy when the patients are happy because they fixed their tooth or they did some cosmetic dentistry and their smile is a lot better and they have more confidence. That was great. I was a cosmetic dentist and I am a cosmetic dentist and that is all fine and dandy. But when someone comes in to see me and they're ill, they have this weird problem that no one else can fix, and then I am able to fix it because I was in tune and was able to fix or find out that it was a dental problem. And once we remove the dental infection, say it's a root canal treated tooth or an infection in the jawbone, and they instantly feel better, I am so amazed at not what we did, but what the body can do. If you allow the body to heal itself, if you have somebody, a patient that comes in that doesn't know what's going on, and then I fix them because I did something that your body wanted in the first place, that is a miraculous feeling. I love that feeling because it's really unexpected. Because we cannot promise that everyone is going to feel better after a visit, or I cannot promise that your health is going to improve instantly, but it does happen time and time again. And that's my favorite thing about this type of dentistry. It's what everyone should be going to, in my opinion. And I think that it's going to be a very hot field in the years to come, because this it just really makes sense. And I hope more and more people and more dentists are going to jump on board with this, because it's not a fad. It's where everything is going. And we are just helping people left and right, and I just love helping people.
Well, we have about a minute left. I appreciate you being a guest on your own show today. As promised, you said you have a special promotion, a special gift for your listeners today. Why don't you go ahead and share that?
All right, this is what I'm going to do for the first five callers. The callers to the number that we always give out, the 760-536-1199. For the first five callers, Dr. Goddess and myself are willing to donate a free exam for the first five callers. Now, this is not a consultation, but a full-fledged comprehensive exam for our patients. So, first five callers.
760-536-1199. You can call now. If nobody picks up, leave a message. And we'll be giving a free full exam to the first five callers today. Thank you very much for being a guest on your own show, Dr. Marvin.
I love being a guest on my own show.
we'll have this again soon. Again, the website for Dr. Marvin's practice is trynaturaldentistry.com. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.